conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business for the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas, get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker the King of Swing and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Garlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www. That's www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this. You know it's Friday morning. Oh, yeah. And if you're just getting your morning started and you hadn't peeked outside yet, it is really, really cool this morning. Very, very cool temperatures. Just optimal. Just right for Friday night football. Oh, yeah. Well, if you're just getting started this morning, we always encourage you to watch out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Remember, they are in effect until 9 a.m. So as you're traveling, trying to get there this morning, remember, you got to give yourself enough time to get there. And that takes preparation. That takes getting up just a little bit earlier, making sure that your kids are prepared in the morning, and making sure that everybody gets off on the right foot. Now, as you're traveling, please remember to watch out for those kids that are standing at school bus stops that are unattended. They're in the middle of the road. I see this every single day, and sometimes I want to just pull over and say, guys, you got to move over to the side. But you know what? Kids are out there, so we have to, it's our responsibility to make sure that we're watching out for them. You know, those school buses are making frequent stops. So please give yourself enough time in case you do have to get behind a school bus. And then for those people that are walking, more and more I see people standing or trying to cross at really, really busy cross sections of town or on the interstate and on the highway. So please make sure that you're watching out for those people. And the only way that we can do that is to stay clear of mobile devices. I'm telling you, one swerve could be the game changer in a person's life. So if that's you this morning, I know we're all gleeful that it is Friday. It's Friday night football. If you love high school football, you're getting ready. And you know what? This Friday night, I know we're going to dress a lot warmer. You're going to see blankets out tonight, and you're probably going to see hot chocolate out tonight. So we're getting deep into district games, and this is the time where we're trying to see who's going to make it into the playoffs and who needs to win and who needs to lose. It's that kind of ball game. So we're super excited, as always, about Friday nights, and we know that you are as well. Now, we also want to remind you about the Pink Party.
The Pink Party.
Oh, yeah. On tomorrow night. It's not too late to get tickets. You can phone us at our offices at 318-445-5658. You can also connect with Darlene St. Romain and her team. We have been having a deluge of people just calling saying, what about those Pink Party tickets? In fact, DC is literally delivering tickets. You can connect with Darlene and her team at 318-346-2540. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be the party of all parties.
The party of all parties.
Yeah, that's what we're dubbing it. It's going to be a great time. And we want to encourage you to do it like you want to do it.
I'm going to have a good time.
You're going to have a good time?
Oh, yes, indeed.
So you're really excited about the Pink Party.
I'm excited about this morning.
Well, you know what? I am grateful. I am grateful for this morning and every morning. And so as you're getting your work week,
welcome to the party.
As you're winding up your work week, I'm going to tell you, we hope that you had a great work week. We hope that your momentum continues and carries over. And again, we want to encourage you to come out tomorrow night at the Hayes Auditorium. Tucker's going to be there. DJ Tony Groove is going to be there. We're going to be there, and we want to see your face in the place. And it's not just a party. It's a party with a purpose in mind. We are fighting breast cancer. We are raising money for a $20 donation. The ticket gets you great entertainment, as I've already said, Tucker and Tony Groove, the best that the state has to offer. Also, great food, great fellowship, and great fun. Yeah. Y'all, it is going to be off the chain tomorrow night at the Hayes Auditorium, and we want to see you there. We're going to be reminding you throughout the show. And then on Sunday morning, we would love, love, love to see you at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church at 8 o'clock. I know it's early, but we know that you can sacrifice, and you'll get it done, and you're going to pack the house. Reverend Chris Augustine is the pastor, and we expect to see you there on Sunday morning. Let me do this. Let me get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to tell you who's on point for Real Women, Real Talk. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand, Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular? Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. 2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians,
associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. We know that you're started on this Friday morning, and I hope it's going to be a great weekend for you. It looks like it's going to be great, cool weather. As I said at the top of the show, great football weather, great Friday night football. And you know what? We pray for all of our athletes and all of the support systems that are traveling tonight, headed out to football games. So we just want to add that this morning. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. Share today and shape tomorrow. If you're a senior who's 55 years old or older, you can get involved in this incredible program and not only just get involved and volunteer, but you can get paid for it. And here's what you do. Phone 318-484-2260, 484-2260. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. And First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Remember to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish and also McDonald's of Alexandria. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Get wired satellites. You know what? If you're looking for the best channels, you're looking to save money, plus you're looking for the absolute excellence in wiring so that when the weather does get bad, you don't have to worry about losing signals. Well, Get Wired Satellites is where you should start. The number to phone Jeremy and his team is 318-767-2220. And then we want to remind you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number that you can phone for home, auto, and life insurance is 318-487-1881. Well, there's so much to talk about this morning on Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by our regulars, Lisa Campo and Lisa Lamia Solomon. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Our regular contributors to Real Women, Real Talk. How are you ladies doing this Friday morning?
Doing good.
Lamia?
Doing well.
Lamia, you doing good?
Doing good.
Good, good, good. Lots of things to talk about this morning. First of all, I want to talk about an article that just appeared this past week. And I know a lot of people may not have seen the article. Many people do know the famed Winans, and this morning we're talking about Pastor Marvin Winans. And there was an article that appeared that said that the famed pastor and gospel singer Marvin Winans has come under fire from a local woman who says he refused to bless her 2-year-old son before the congregation of his church in Detroit, Michigan. The church is called Perfecting Church. Yeah, that's the name of the church. Okay, so here's the deal. The woman's name is Charity Grace. She's 39 years old, and she recently began attending Perfecting Church in Detroit. She says she wanted to raise her son in the church, and she wanted to instill values and morals based on the word, which is certainly something that most of us want to do. So when she heard that they were having a special dedication service, and a lot of churches do this, for children 2 years old and younger, she scheduled to have her son dedicated and prayed for. So when she rang the church, she explained who she was, and she explained that she wanted to take part in the service. And so she said, while she was in the process of making the arrangements for her son's blessings, she said that the church revealed to her that because she was unmarried, that Pastor Winans would not be able to bless her son before the congregation. She was told that they could make other arrangements to have her son blessed. And then the mother goes on to say that she has never been so denigrated and felt so disrespected and so snubbed in her life. And so this morning, I want to talk about this article and how this particular pastor's quote-unquote rules, and it just didn't make the news in Nevada, it made national news, how these rules apply to the church and what you guys think about that. Lisa, what do you think about that?
I'm thinking, first of all, maybe she's realized she's in the wrong church. You know, the first thing that you think of as a Christian is that, you know, the number one rule, well, in my mind, is you're not supposed to judge. And if you're not willing to baptize my child because, or not baptize, excuse me, bless mm-hmm. my child because I am living out of wedlock, there seems like there's some pretty heavy judgment going down considering what my lifestyle is or what my patchwork looks like in my life. And, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that she's reaching out, obviously at some point something's gone wrong for her to be a single mom. Although a lot of people do make the choice, look, I'm single, I want to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they've, you know, lived in sin. It just, there are people who are making the choice to be single parents.
And I guess the question would be this. Aren't we all at some state of our lives living in sin? I mean,
yes.
And is that just his rule? And is it right or not? Now, another pastor commented on it and said that, you know, every pastor has a setup for his church that he deems to be fit and right. And I guess the question is it fit and right, or should we just accept his rule?
Well, we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about who owns the church. And I think that qualifies.
We did indeed.
Conversation, because we do not own the church. And the church is not what's going to save you. It's Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is going to save you. So if you find that you're feeling within your church community, there are some man-made rules that are kind of suffocating, A, you're in the wrong church, and B, well, really, double A, the church is not going to save you.
Well, and in the article, it's a quite lengthy article, and I've given you all and our listeners the gist of the article, but that's pretty much what it says. Now, nowhere in the article is there any citing that the Bible says or the Word of God says that women who are single mothers can't bring their children in to have a blessing pronounced upon them. It doesn't say that anywhere. And certainly I don't purport to be a Bible scholar, so I don't know if that's what the Word of God says, but I'm just telling you what the article says. Lamia, how do you weigh in on it?
You know, really, I think that, first of all, let's eliminate the parent. Because, you know what, when any person, I think, stands before God, they're going to stand to the individual. So can this man have a right to say that this two-year-old child is not allowed to have the blessing of God? No. I just think that's ridiculous, because at the end of the day, that's that child. That child is pure and holy and deserves a blessing. So I just think he's crazy. I'm sorry, that's crazy.
And
I'm a single parent.
Uh-huh.
And Carlette, my daughter just decided that she wanted to be baptized on Sunday. So my daughter just got baptized on Sunday, and I am a single parent. So because of the fact that I'm a single parent, does that mean she couldn't have got baptized?
And that's the next question I was going to ask you. What if your pastor would have said, you know what, you're a single parent, we can baptize your daughter, but we can't baptize her in front of the congregation. We'll have to do it, you know, at another time. And my question is this: what does that say about not just single mothers, but women in general? Does it say that if we are not totally living what appears to be an upright life, that we are castigated by the church?
And what is the name of this church?
Perfecting Church.
Oh.
Well, first of all, they're not perfected. Because if you were perfected, you wouldn't be going to church. We all have sin. So, I mean, that's a really touchy subject, because I just feel like any child, anybody, if we're without sin, cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not understanding where he's coming from with that.
Absolutely. And I wanted to bring this conversation to the light because I know a lot of people may or may not have seen the article. And the fact that the Winans family has such a long, rich tradition in the Word and in song and in the gospel, I was really, really sort of taken aback after I read the article. And I wondered what the body of Christ, what the church is doing to really reel in the quote-unquote unchurched. Now, keep in mind, this lady was new to the church. She's a newcomer. So I would say to you ladies this: what are we doing as believers, as Christians, to bring in, to love on, to bring acceptance to the newcomer? Isn't the newcomer supposed to be the most important person?
Who we're lifting up, the baby in Christ, as we've said, and you know, who we're reaching out to. And I just find it to be very sad, but unfortunately, it is very common. We're learning that there is a lot of judgment in the glass house that I'll call the church, whether it be the priest, the pastor, whatever the situation, or even a majority of the congregation. Unfortunately, we are finding a lot of glass house livers, I guess I can call them, you know, it's a sad situation.
And you know what I really thought about the article is I thought never in a million years would the church and the body of Christ at Perfecting Church thought that this lady would have taken this to the media. And that's obviously how strongly she felt about it.
Absolutely. And rightfully so.
And rightfully so. And then what does that say about every single mom that's in every single church across America? Now I don't want to, and I don't want to paint every church with a broad brush. I don't want to do that. But I just want to say, as believers, as people of faith, what are we really doing to win new souls and to win the unchurched?
I'm just thinking that with this situation in particular, when you look at a church, we are all guilty of looking at the leader of that church as someone who is very close to the Lord or like the Lord, okay?
And is that right or is that wrong?
It's right. It's wrong, but I think
it's wrong?
Yes, we should never look at anyone else and feel like, oh, okay, that's like the Lord.
Okay.
No one should ever have that much influence over us, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But we all look to the leader of our church as someone like the Lord, okay? So when you have someone who has these rules in place, the first thing I've tried really hard to step back and say, okay, wait a minute. When I find myself being faced with what I feel are man-made rules, I think to myself, what would Jesus Christ do? You know, in the church, in the Catholic Church, we take communion.
Mm-hmm.
We take the body, we take the blood. Well, there are some people who kind of flinch at drinking the blood of Christ because they all don't want to drink out of the same cup, especially during the flu season. I'm sorry, I'm being honest. I'm one of them. However, I don't care what illness was going around. If that was Jesus Christ holding that cup at that altar, we would be breaking legs and climbing over one another to get to that cup,
mm-hmm.
to drink from the cup of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So if this, do you really think Jesus Christ himself would look to a single mom and say, so sorry, out of wedlock, not going to bless your baby? There's no way.
Well, this is just one of the hot topics that we're going to be talking about this morning. I got to get a break here, everybody. You're on Point, the official OPT network. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live. Mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for the young man your boyfriend can't stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunkie, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunkie, Louisiana.
All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and this segment is sponsored by McDonald's of Pineville, also Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing the real solutions for you and your family when it comes to healthcare. J&J Exterminating, also Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, Expert Collision Repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. This morning, we're joined by our regular contributors, Lamia Solomon and Lisa Campo. And the first topic of conversation is famed pastor Marvin Winans. Was he wrong for refusing to bless an unmarried woman's baby before the congregation? And this is what I want to add to the pot. Now, before we went to break, I posed the question about what the body of Christ and believers are doing to usher in the newcomer, the quote-unquote unchurched, the ones that every Sunday they stand up and say that they are trying to bring to Christ. Well, this is what the mom says. She says that I absolutely would not set foot back in the church right now because I feel like they look down upon me and my kind, meaning single moms and unwed mothers. The church should be the last place you should go to be judged and denied. Quote, unquote. I know, that almost leaves you stunned. It's like, wow. Lamia, you were saying that your daughter was just baptized and how overcome with joy you were and how you could really empathize with this woman who was really just, her name is Charity, that you could really empathize with Charity.
And I really can. And a lot of people that are friends with me on Facebook or whatnot, they'll see I just posted it up. And I don't post up everything. I deactivate my account probably once or twice a week, post something important, and that's it. But that was one of the things that meant a lot to me, because that was a choice that my daughter made at 14 to say, Mom, I want to be baptized. Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't want her to, or I didn't know to have her when she was younger. I just wanted her to be at an age where she understand. Well, because of the fact I am a single parent, I thank God that I didn't attend the church this woman is talking about. Mm-hmm. Because my reaction probably would have been a little bit more different than hers. I'm still growing.
Especially as a baby Christian.
As a baby Christian, I'm still growing.
You might have said some ugly words.
I would have been getting
in a bad way.
In a bad way. If you would have told me, hey, guess what? I can't put the blessing. First of all, you know what? Let me stop there. If he done that and said that, then I didn't want his blessings. No way. Because obviously he ain't right.
Right. And are the blessings coming from him?
Thank
or
you.
Are they coming
and
from?
That's the difference. I want my blessings to come from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I want, you know what, at the end of the day, the pastor can say whatever he wants to, but it's got to be in my daughter's heart to say, I want Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And it's got to be a full belief in my heart to mm-hmm. say, you know what, I want this for my child and I want this for myself. So regardless, at the end of the day, what any minister says, it's what you believe in your heart. Now, take it back a few steps. Like I said.
Back up a few ticks.
Back up a few blessings, okay? Back up. Any event, something like that would have happened. I am glad that that woman was on the phone and not in person mm-hmm. trying to make this decision for her two-year-old child. Because I do understand that when they're young like that, it's our responsibility mm-hmm. as a parent to ensure that those blessings come, whether it's by christening or whatever, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that those blessings come for our children. And it's hard when you're stopped in the path.
And Lisa, that was going to be my point. You know, Lamia, your daughter is a teenager. She is at a point where you have been taking her to church. She understands now. And she can say to you, Mom, I'm ready to be baptized. But when you have a baby, just really a baby at 2 years old as mothers, then we have to make the decision about starting their walk with God and making sure that they're covered. And so this is what Charity was trying to do as a mom, thinking and believing that this is the right thing to do. And so what do we say to people who have judged a woman for literally just being single, trying to do the right thing for her son?
Well, first thing that comes to my mind is shame on you. But the next thing that comes to my mind is that we are all living in sin. How dare you determine that my sin is bigger than yours? And you will find that most people that stand with a handful of rocks and chunk them from a glass house, honey, they are living as much in sin and non-perfection as anyone else in this world. And it is very sad because, you know, the point is this. We don't ever want to see anyone else fall. And we don't definitely want to see anyone else revel in the fall.
Right.
But unfortunately, we see it every day where when people who have hurt us or judged us mm-hmm. or placed blame on us, how they are so happy to dance when they see us fall.
Mm-hmm.
And two wrongs do not make a right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think in a situation like this where we have single moms who are feeling judged or ridiculed, you know, we just need to pray for them even more and lift them up and let them know that no matter who in their community is throwing a stone at them, that this is a much bigger situation in a much bigger world, and that there are people out there, big-minded people, the small-minded, mm-hmm. little narrow-minded people. You know what? They're a dime a dozen. Keep moving. You're not in the right, right church, baby. Keep moving.
And,
there's
and
a
I
church
think,
waiting for
and
you.
I think that everybody agreed that she just hadn't found the right church. But, you know, as you were talking about that, I wanted to talk about what we are doing as a people to really make. When Bishop Jakes was on our show, one of the things that he talked about in his book, Let It Go, Forgive So That You Can Be Forgiven, he talked about the cliques in the church. And he talked about it. And not only did he talk about it, he talked about it in very strong language. Are there too many cliques, Lamia, in your view, in the church?
There are cliques. And I laugh about this because one of the things that I went through was that clique issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a clique person. I don't care if you like me or not. That's just how I am. You know, I'm not trying to have the church people look at me and say, oh, you know what? You can't live this way or you can't do this thing because of the fact you belong to our church or whatever the case may be. But we do. We have some people in our church that are in cliques, and they look at single mothers, younger people, all these different things.
What she's wearing.
Where she's wearing.
People who are living together out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm. Out of wedlock. And, you know, that was one of the topics one day for a Bible study, you know.
The word does say that is wrong.
That it is wrong. Mm-hmm. It is wrong. But you know what? It's also wrong for you to pick out individuals that have confided in you,
mm-hmm.
trusted in you as the, you know, the seniors of the church,
or the leaders
of the church. They come to you, they confide in you, and they want your assistance. And the next thing you know, you're in the pulpit throwing stones at them. Instead of helping them out during their situation, you go up there and you preach this sermon, and you know what? It's the exact same thing that woman or that person came to you in confidence, and the only thing you can say is, shame on you. You shouldn't have never did that. You shouldn't have never. Well, hold on a second. Why don't you nurture me through this?
Right.
But whatever I did, I understand that I did wrong. The thing is, I'm looking to you as a leader to help me and support me, and instead of throwing rocks at me, you know what? Gather all them rocks that's being thrown at me,
mm-hmm.
and put them in the trash somewhere and help me get through my situation. But you can't if you got five cliques, five women of the church, and it's mostly women, I'm not gonna lie, it's mostly women, get together, and instead of having prayer service, they're having gossip service.
And so what I hear you saying, it sounds like, is that those people that are young Christians or baby Christians that are not necessarily living everything that the word says,
like me
and like anybody. I don't think that anybody
There's no one living exactly what the word says.
But what you're saying is what the church, what we hope that the church would do. And I believe, let me just add this. I believe that there are a lot of churches that are bringing people in and that are meeting people right where they are. And I believe that this church is probably the exception. And I just want to go on record saying that, and probably not the rule.
Right.
Although many churches have many rules, I guess the reason why I wanted to have this conversation is because the church is really, really overflowing with women.
Yes.
You're going to see more women at church on Sunday morning in every church USA than you are going to see men.
And Carlette, let me just, guess what? It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be more so the men.
Mm-hmm.
Is the head of your household. They should be bringing the women to me. That's my opinion. If you're the head of my household, guess what? I am going to follow you as you follow Christ.
Right. And then we know that there are a lot of men that have not gotten there yet. And so it just brings up so much. But, you know, as we're talking about this subject and talking about the article, I think that we all have to look at ourselves and where we are. And as we talk about cliques, Lisa, yeah, there are cliques in the church, but there are cliques everywhere. You know, there are cliques everywhere. And what does that really mean? That really means that a group of people that are like-minded get together and say, we like each other. We come together for whatever reason. Is that right or is that wrong?
Well, I don't think a clique is wrong, because it's people who have just found a common thread and a bond that have united. But when you use that power and force against others because you don't like what they've worn, or they're a single mom, mm-hmm. or you're cooler than, I mean, let's take this high school people. You cooler than me? Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You and your clique, you can go, you know, swim in the river. But my point in saying that is, finding a common thread and a bond with a group of friends is not a bad thing, but it does become corrupt
mm-hmm.
when you use that strength that that group has to hurt and judge other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's when a clique becomes, I think, what we all think of it as a clique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's absolutely right. I believe that, you know, it's just how you look at it and how we carry ourselves. And it's about each of us looking at ourselves and judging ourselves, not others, but judging ourselves and the way that we treat others and the way we love each other. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. Let me get a break, but we're back after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service to 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we brought you McDonald's new Mighty Wing.
Wing? Like, singular?
Yeah, look how big it is, though.
Huge.
Well, it looks delicious, but you expect me to believe that McDonald's only has a one-piece? The box clearly says a five-piece.
What had happened was...
Introducing McDonald's all-new Mighty Wings. Plural. Bold, spicy, delicious bone-in chicken available in a 3, 5, or 10-piece. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
From the start, at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, hello.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
This
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand, Tucker the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's gonna be a pink night in Paris, so pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, you're on your way by now, and the conversation is heated. Talking about an article that appeared in the national news, Pastor Marvin Winans refusing to bless a two-year-old because her mother was a single mom. And on the phone is my sister, Zelda Bell. Good morning, and welcome to Real Women, Real Talk. And Sissy.
Well, good morning.
Okay, so we've had lots of conversation on and off the air. You two are a single mom. What was your take on the article?
Well, being a single mom myself, I think that, you know, going, you have enough hardship, you know, just trying to make it day to day. And then when you find solace or try to find solace in the church for guidance and direction, mm-hmm. then when someone like that slaps you in the face, I think it's a, you know, delay doesn't mean deny.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she needs to find her another church.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that with these churches, a lot of people are building and making their own churches.
Uh-oh.
So it becomes their building.
Mm.
And in their building, they feel like they can do what they want to do. The rules, they're made their own rule. They're making their own rules. They're coming up with their own covenants. And so when you own the game, you play the game the way you want to.
That's absolutely right.
Wow. And so when you heard about the article, what was your immediate response? What was your immediate reaction?
I think that, you know, for, you know, we're trying to teach our children and, you know, so that may be a teachable moment that everybody is not going to accept you no matter what. You know, because now I heard on the TV where everything has to have a winner. You know, you have to understand that life is not going to be all winning. It's going to be some hardships.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you're going to run into some of these brick walls. And when you do, you just have to get back up and try it again. But, you know, you have to wonder, what were they looking at? Are they, I mean, because she could have been single by the fact that the man, they were married and divorced, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a lot of things that make people single. It doesn't have to be just because you chose to have a child, you know, and not marry the father. You know, there are a lot of ways that people can become single. So, you know, I didn't read the article, but I think that the underlying message is just a bad message for people, and that's going to make especially young women shun away from the church. And in Detroit, they need to be trying to accept any and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I like what you said, or I wanna ask everybody, because we talked about this a couple weeks ago about the church and about so many people building churches, declaring that they have been called by God. Now, we are not judging. We don't know. But there are people that are building churches that own the building and own what happens and what rules are made. and are really not sanctioned by a governing body. You know, what or they're putting their own governing body into place. So you've got a lot of yes men. You got a lot of people that are just saying, okay, Pastor, you know, whatever you say. And then you put this board or this governing body into place, and they never really are able to tell the pastor, no, you're wrong, or pastor, no. Don't you think that a man, a real man, would have said to him, Pastor Marvin, that's wrong?
Well, you know, I grew up down in Baton Rouge, and so I'm very familiar with build the big building, and I've been called by God, and I'll use no names here. However, we have some of that down in Baton Rouge. You know what's sad is it's sometimes you see that these individuals who declare that they've been called by God and they build the big building and they solicit the funds from their congregation. They go television, radio, and solicit these funds. They live these landish lifestyles, very plush, materialistic surroundings, whether it be in the church or the cars they drive or in their homes. And I've often thought, even as a young child, I've seen the situation and I've thought to myself, gosh, he's kind of using God to live a really good life.
Well, but now on the other hand, doesn't the Bible say that the men and women of God should be blessed and that they should have abundance?
But blessed with
hey,
what?
Have you guys seen Preachers of L.A.?
Blessed with what?
Blessed with
Jesus
all of
never
God's
said
best?
Blessed with a Porsche. Blessed is the soul thing and internal spirit, not because I got a brand new high dollar purse for my wife.
Well, go
guess
ahead,
what though? I feel like this. Sorry. If Jesus said, you know what, or God said that because you are my child, you are going to have all the riches and glories that I have, and I'm going to give this blessing to you.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? If the devil is blessing the rappers,
right,
and they getting all this stuff,
right,
you know what? I'd rather for somebody look at me and say, you know what? I'm a child of God, and guess what? I'm driving that Porsche, too. And I didn't have to do wrong to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I got blessed because, you know what? I worked for it.
Lisa Campo
blessed.
Is making an ugly
blessed.
Face here.
I know, but I got blessed because I worked for it.
Uh-huh.
I got blessed because, you know what? God called me to build this church, and my congregation base. They're the ones who told me this is going to be my salary, and I got good financial management. That don't mean that I'm in debt. That don't mean that I'm using the church money for other than buying what I want.
And the preachers of L.A. are saying that, look, their money's not coming from the church, but rather it's coming from speaking engagements. It's
That's
coming
right.
from literary.
And believe it or not, you got to
literary
run a
deals.
Like
my point
a
would
business.
Be this. We have so many homeless, starving whatever people in our communities that I understand that if they're putting all that time in speaking engagements and working and they deserve, they
now,
are
now
serving.
Let's be fair now. Preachers are, their job is 24/7.
I'm not saying it's not, but being blessed does not mean you need to drive a Lamborghini.
Okay.
That is not a true blessing.
But you can.
All right. Zelda, go ahead and weigh in on that. What's your take on it?
You know, the only thing about that is, you know, I don't think that preachers took an oath of poverty because, you know, they're not, you know, I think they have to live too.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, first of all, I wouldn't want the job of the preacher or the first lady because, see, I'd have to slap
Because most
somebody.
People love the preacher. And they really have a lot of issues with the first lady.
Love the preacher, and want to mess up his marriage. Most of them.
So, but
I gotta weigh in on this. Okay, but look at the Pope. He living large. He drinking out of gold and everything else. But ain't nobody saying nothing. He can do whatever he wants. Hey, all you gotta do is hum and whatever that thing it happens. And so therefore. Whatever the Pope is doing, how come these ministers and everything else, they can have that same lifestyle? I'm missing something.
I think it's just how you weigh in on it. And, so there's a lot of controversy. But this is the point that I want to make. And I love what you said, Zelda, that this is really a teachable moment for mothers and for people in the body of Christ to say that maybe we should not be depending on man for the rules right. in terms of blessing our children and getting our children blessed, and that we should make sure that we are called to the church that we're at and that we are received wholeheartedly, no matter what our situation is. And really, in the church, about the unchurched.
Yes.
All right, everybody, got to get a break. We're back right after this.
Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. Get ready for The Young Man Your Boyfriend Can't Stand. Tucker, the King of Swing, performing live at this year's second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. And keeping the party on point, it's the original Tony Groove Live, mixing up the hits on the ones and twos. Doors open at 8 p.m. and the party starts at 9. It's going to be a pink night in Paris. So pull out your pink outfit or wear your pink colors to show your support for breast cancer awareness. There'll be plenty of door prizes, food and fun for everyone. Step and repeat on the pink carpet. Get your tickets at Sylvia's Caring Companion in Bunky, Louisiana, or call 318-346-2540 or 318-264-9146 for the second annual Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure, featuring Tucker, the King of Swing, and Tony Groove Live, Saturday, October 26th at the Hayes Auditorium in Bunky, Louisiana. All proceeds to benefit the Breast Cancer Foundation, presented by Sylvia's Caring Companion and On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
9.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunky.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the official OPT Network. Y'all, it's the weekend. It's Friday, and I hope you're feeling good. It's 8:49. What an incredible conversation. Now, this is the way I want to wrap the conversation up, because we have said a lot this morning. No condemnation to pastors. Pastors have a hard job. We just can't even imagine. First ladies have a hard job. But this is something that was out there. We wanted to talk about it. We wanted to see how people weighed in. But this is what I want to talk about now. I want to talk about forgiveness. Are people like Charity who felt denigrated, that felt disrespected, and just anybody that has been hurt by the church? And let me tell you something. What you see in churches and in life across America is that people get offended. And when people get offended, they move away and they start to live in a place of unforgiveness. And this is the question. Are we forgiving enough, Lisa, for those people who come against us, who really try to kill us in spirit, body, and soul? Are we able to really forgive?
Well, okay. This is going to kind of be broken down into a couple of pieces. Forgiveness does not mean forget. You never forget.
Okay.
Okay? And forgiveness does not mean to continue to re-expose. Stick your hand in the fire. Oh, it burnt. I'm sorry. Stick your hand in the fire. Oh, it burnt. I'm sorry. Okay, people, have some common sense. When something is hurtful and destroying to your soul, then you use the move. I like to call it the little Heisman move.
Mm-hmm.
You stiff arm that. You keep it out of your life. You cut it out like cancer, and you move on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't ever deface the value of your good name, your family, by conducting yourself, soiling yourself, and stooping to other people's levels.
Mm-hmm.
But to move on and to really be like, you know what? I'm going to forgive, dude. I'm going to pray.
But when you've been hurt with a deep hurt,
Yes, a deep hurt, a real deep mm-hmm. hurt. I am talking about a real deep hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I have that. I have a biological blood, several people in my life. That is a real deep hurt. I will die loving them, and I pray they take their last breath knowing that I love them, but I do not like them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will stiff arm them, and I will keep them at a healthy distance. It's called healthy boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
When people destroy the soul that the Lord has blessed you with and make you feel that you are not worth
mm-hmm.
his grace, you move away from those things.
Mm-hmm. And what about for you, Lamia? I mean, you have experienced some things where, you know, people have hurt you. People have offended you. Where are you at in forgiveness, and what does that mean for you?
I do forgive. I can't say
I
want to forgive everyone, and I try in my mind to say that I'm going to forgive them and keep going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the forget part that always holds me back, because I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to forgive you. And then you get that, but if mm-hmm. you cross me again, I'm going to remember and we got a problem.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to get more like Lisa is more the one that can say, I forgive you, and I'm going to try to let things go. But I'm still working with that.
Mm-hmm.
So forgiveness is a very, very hard thing to do. It's very hard. But once you can forgive someone and walk away, I think you've made a big, big step. So I'm going to stay in the middle of that, because I don't want to give any fake information.
Well,
I
have learned that holding on to bad is going to burn your own soul
uh-huh.
inside out. And I have a quote from Mother Teresa, if I may, please.
Go ahead.
People are often unreasonable and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are honest, people may cheat you. Be honest anyway.
Mm.
If you find happiness, people may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow, but do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give your best anyway. Mm. For you see, in the end, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway.
Wow.
That's
thank you, Mother Teresa.
That is powerful. We needed Mother to come in and give us a word. I think that so many of us get offended. We get offended at church. We get offended at work. You know, we get offended in the grocery store. We get offended in our families. And you know what? The hardest part is that when we get offended, I think it is the enemy's way of cheating us out of God's best. And so this morning, I know a lot of people may have heard the article for the first time about Marvin Winans. And we just want to go on record as saying we're not judging Pastor Marvin. It's a conversation piece. A lot of people are talking about it. And you know what? As sad as it is to say, sometimes even the men and women of God will miss it. And maybe he'll go back and he'll pray about it. And he'll see this young woman's heart. And he'll see that instead of building her up, that he may have really broken her spirit. And you know, what we don't understand in a lot of cases is that people that come into our churches, into mosques, into synagogues, into places where they come to be embraced, they come for acceptance, we never know where they are. Look at all of the suicides that we're seeing in young people. See, you never know where a person is. And I hope this conversation is, like my sister said, I hope that this is a teachable moment for our kids and for ourselves, that we never know where people are when they come to us. And if we can give our best, especially if you call yourself a believer, like Lisa said, she wants to be a believer that can live and walk in forgiveness no matter how many times she's hurt, no matter how many times Lamia's eyes got as big as quarters. I mean, really, don't we all kind of sort of work to be that? Now, are we going to miss it? Of course. Go ahead.
That's my problem. I miss the ball a lot. But the thing is, and I always tell Lisa this because Lisa gives me some really, really encouraging stuff to go by. I'm trying. That's the thing. As long as we mm-hmm. all just trying, mm-hmm. then I think that we can all make it to a better place. But put the emphasis on try. That don't mean that I can use that as my excuse.
And that don't mean that you're going to get it all right today.
That just means that, you know, I'm going to try. You know, if I was planning on kicking somebody's tail yesterday, today, you know what, maybe in a conversation would do better. Or if I, you know, I just want to do better today than what I did yesterday. Because yesterday I was going to hell, but today I ain't.
You know, every day that you wake, my goal is when I wake, I put my feet to the floor, I beg God, please let me get through and try a little harder today. Y'all are talking about little Dago girl. Excuse me. I'm going to use that slang word. Little Italian girl, mm-hmm. hot-tempered, little meatball head over here. You don't know. I just try really, really hard to prevent the wrong
Lisa,
buttons
I don't
from
see
being,
you being a fireball.
Sweetheart.
I see
we
you
got
as
the
being
good old Italian godfather family over here.
There's another woman in there.
There is
though.
Another woman, and I don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So, like I said, I've got blood that I have done the Heisman on and said, I love you, I keep you at afar, I give you my forgiveness, but I spit on you twice, move on, go away.
And you know what? I think we all have that bad girl or that person that was within us that, you know, if you've gotten saved and you've given your life to Christ, that person, they go away and they die. But boy,
they
when
don't die. They're in there,
they, you know, they can be pulled back up. So
how do we get rid of them?
You can't. You don't.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Hey, y'all, we're so out of time, but we want to thank our contributors, Lisa Campo, Lamia Solomon, and my sister Zelda Bell, and thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We don't want you to forget about the pink party. The pink party, the pink party, the pink party for The Cure. It's happening tomorrow night.
Call for tickets. The pink party is going down. Y'all need to give us a holler. Give them the numbers, Carlin.
318-445-5658 or 346-2540. And then we're going to see you Sunday morning at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, 8 a.m. We want you to come out and worship with us. Thank you guys so much. We love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. And hey, you know what? In that, try to forgive somebody today, David Christmas. Try to forgive.
I'm going to be here
so
early
that
Monday morning.
You can be forgiven for young David Christmas, for big David
early
Christmas. I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And guess what? We're going to roll right into Momentum Monday. Momentum Monday. Thanks, everybody. Have a great one.
Girl, I didn't know you'd get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that? Tell me how you feel about this. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? The shoes on my